You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It is. What's up, and welcome everyone to Faces and Feels. I'm your host, Rafe Houston, and today I've got not one, but two very special guests. We're tuning in live from Family Mart in motherfucking Japan, so bear with the actual audio quality here, because we're going to know live and in charge what it is like living and working in Japan with the mad motherfuckers that are the big Japan World Tag Team Champions. It's Bucket Gaijin, Madman Pondo, Dale Patricks. What the fuck is up, my man? Live from Family Mart. This is amazing.
Well, it's funny you saying that. When I was in Australia, the guy who was taking me to the show drove me past something called a milk bar.
Okay.
I am a huge Clockwork Orange fan, and I'm like, oh my God, a fucking milk bar? Take me to the milk bar. And he's like, you really want to go to the milk bar? And I said, yeah. Got in there. No naked chicks with milk coming out of their titties.
They don't sell milk at all, I don't think.
I was like, what the hell is this?
This is bullshit.
Milk bar? I guess I'll take a sticker.
Well, that's a completely valid follow-up price, because the Snickers is a great chocolate treat. I will say, though, that Family Mart is for families, except for probably the Strong Zeros. My favorite thing they sell there is not really for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. No, not at all. Not at all. Well, anyway, for anybody that's listened to the show, you'll have heard Man Bad Pondo on the show before, recurring guest and good bud, but it's also the very first time, the debut episode of Dale Patricks. How are you, my man?
I'm doing pretty good, dude, about yourself.
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for, like, going to dinner and then just, like, fucking ducking into a shop off the side of the cold road to speak to me real quick. But I had to get you guys on, man, because that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it's not the first time that we've spoken in weird places. So how's it all been for you guys? Because obviously your return to Japan, Pondo, was pretty amazing. And you've been on a pretty great run since you've come back. You know what I mean? Not only reforming Bucket Gaijin, a fucking brief run with the big Japan world title, and then bringing in guys like Dale, bringing in guys like Akira. Akira's just won the title himself. You guys are the tag team champions. It feels like you guys are running roughshod over there in Japan. How's it all feel?
Bakugajin owns the company now.
Clearly.
Akira's the champ. We're the tag champs. I mean, we're untouchable.
Yeah, you guys are calling the shots. And so the moment I found out that Bucket Gaijin was coming to Australia to fucking over here to enter into the Dream World Tag Team Deathmatch Tournament, death rules everything around me, I was like, I got to fucking call these dudes and hear what the fuck's going on. Because not only are you running roughshod in Japan, you're now coming to Australia.
That's right. And I hope you know what's going on, because we have no idea of where we're going. We know we're flying into Melbourne. We don't know arenas or any of
that. Oh, well, there is things announced, so you can feel confident in that. You can also feel confident and that your boy will be in the building. And so I'll be there to help you out and show you around a little bit. Even though I'm not from Melbourne, I've been there a few times. Absolutely. There's some amazing competition.
I already know that.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, we got you. We got you. Don't you even worry about that. In Australia, we know where to drink, so that's going to be totally fine. But I'm just so excited for what you guys are going to do over here. And then I'm so excited to come to your neck of the woods, because then I'm coming back to Japan for ICW No Holds Barred when they're coming over there for that tour. So I'm going to have 2 weeks in Japan as well. And I'm sure we're going to see you guys up to no good while we're there as well.
We might not be there, but we'll be somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they're always on the move. But yeah, depending on your dates, hopefully it'll cross over and we can be in a family mind in person. So let's jump to Dale real quick. Since you haven't been on the show before, but I just want to give you an opportunity to ask the question that I ask everybody on the show. Pondo's had to do it, and so it's your turn. I always like to ask everybody, when they think back to when they first got into pro wrestling, what were like some of the first faces that stood out to you, your favorite wrestlers that really, you know, caught your imagination and made you fall in love with pro wrestling?
Oh, man, whenever I was a kid, Undertaker was the favorite wrestler that I immediately attached to. I was starting to wear the kitchen gloves, you know, sitting up, you know, in the
room.
Undertaker was my guy right there.
Yeah, catching. And what kind of era are we talking about here? Like,
this was the cutoff shirt with the tie and the fucking
Like traditional purple gloves, like old school. Yeah, hell yeah. Same for me, like WrestleMania 9, like he's coming out on the chariot with the vulture and shit, having terrible matches against the giant Gonzalez. That's my shit right there.
I don't know, man. Even back then with that match, I was still mesmerizing how big giant Gonzalez was.
Absolutely.
When I was a little kid, I thought he was a fucking monster.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially against the Undertaker.
Absolutely. Giant Gonzalez was the original Attack on Titan, bro. Like, everybody was like, yo!
Him and Yoko. I was attached to Bret Hart only because, especially when I was a kid, only because of the colors he was wearing.
Yeah.
The pink, you know, he would have the full-on pink, the Roddy Piper match. He was his full-on pink. Man, that was my favorite.
Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of Bret Hart, Hart Foundation and things like that, since you guys have obviously been in a tag, you know, Dale has come in and you guys are now doing really well as a tag. How are you finding that? You guys working on some combination offense? How you feeling like you're obviously winning titles, but are you feeling like you're really locked in as a unit?
We got like one or two tag moves, and the rest we just kind of wing it.
Yeah.
Trying to box the guy Gene style.
Keep it crazy.
Fighting outside.
So no heart attack just yet. Can we expect that from Baka Gaiji?
You know what? Tomorrow we'll do one just for about.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. I'm sure you could death it up a bit.
We'll put two behind the guy.
Let's go. Let's absolutely go. Anybody that hears that, you heard it here first. And so,
yeah, you called this one.
Yeah, exactly. This is original. This is where it'll be like some guy was fucking killed because some idiot suggested that. God damn it. But had you been to Japan before, Dale, or is this your first kind of run over there?
This tour will be my fourth. I was over here three other times, obviously because of this man right here.
Yeah,
you know, it wouldn't even be a thing if it wasn't for him. I give him all the props, give him all the love.
He's no selling it.
This will be my fourth tour, and fucking rock and roll, man. I'm ready to have some fun.
That's so awesome, man. Like, once I started seeing you popping up over there with those guys, I was like, man. He's just like swimming immediately. You know what I mean? Like a fish to water. I could tell the crowds were getting behind you and you guys were just absolutely cooking. Yeah. And how's it feel for you, Pondo? I mean, we spoke way back when you had only just returned. Like when we caught up in that bar in Shinjuku, it was like literally kind of your first run back. You've now, since really entrenched, and you're back constantly. Does it feel like home away from home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been here since September 26th.
Yeah.
And I don't go home until the end of June. But that tour that you're talking about, they only advertised being that for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch
course.
Don't tell him that. His head will get bigger. Then we did Akira, Necro, Tattoo Chan, Green Phantom.
Yep.
Bounce Day. You know, I mean, it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then brought Dale and Hardcore Heater.
Yep.
And they went home. And it was supposed to be Big Fucking Joe and Beastman, but Big Fucking Joe didn't make it. So it was Beastman and Dr. Redacted.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz, St. Clair came over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, about the idea. And then Deathmatch, King of the Deathmatch Grand Prix tournament happened. And we had Slack. We had Dale, we had Kira, we had Nick Knuckles, we had Chuck Stein, we had Eric Dillinger.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Gaudin's are getting bigger and better.
Yeah.
Time goes on.
It's just so great. Like, all of the names that you're saying there, like, I know a lot of them through doing this show. Not everybody, but I know that all of them, not only great wrestlers, but all great people, you know what I mean, that deserve these opportunities, and it's so great to just see them.
Did I say Slack?
Yeah, you did.
I wasn't talking about all of them on the
show. Oh, you wasn't? No. I can't
But yeah, what an absolute run you guys are on, and like it's so good to just see like the door sort of open to, you know, the American wrestlers, Gaijin wrestlers, and being able to see you guys, you know, back in Big Japan in a big way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they're wasting their money.
And no.
It's like me bragging that when we get the ring, we do our opening BJW, East Dale Packers, I'm Mad Man Pondo, and we are Buff Gaijin. The whole arena is doing it.
They love it.
Mm-hmm. They're all saying that back to me. So they're not dumb here. They realize, okay, these guys are selling tickets for us. And, Bakugai Gene, like I said, we got all three of the belts right now.
Yeah, that you just love to see it. I mean, we'd be remiss without speaking about Akira's win. Like you said, you don't want to say too much, have it go to the kid's head. But, man, you watching from afar, I feel like he's somebody that, man, talk about just hitting the ground running in Japan and making a huge impact. Like, you'd have to think a company like that sees a kid like that and it's just like, this is everything we want right here.
The way that I determine if somebody's over in Japan or not is the merchandise. Kira always has a line.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not bragging. Me and Dale always has a line.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we keep selling out on t-shirts for sales. So that tells me that we're doing okay.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Which reminds me, Bay of Valor is coming with us.
Yes, I know. It's very exciting, isn't it? That'll be, I think, his third trip, he said, to Australia, right?
Yeah, and we're going to bring Takeshi over. And he's going to draw a picture of me, Dale, and Stay. And I don't know what Australian money is, but Stay, like $30 American, whatever that is in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sell the Takeshi board.
Oh, that's great. That's really cool. So he's going to do multiples or just a one-off like art piece?
No, he's going to draw all three of us on one board.
Yeah, cool. And just like an auction live at the event or it's going to be like mass-produced?
Sell them straight up. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say something. Like, Fayezawa doesn't think he's that famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's coming with us.
Who the fuck is?
But don't you think people know who in the hell Fayezawa is in Australia by now?
Well, they absolutely should. His very first podcast interview ever in English was done with your boy right here. So.
That's right.
Absolutely, but hopefully people will be going up, getting photos with him, buying his merch. Surely you're going to encourage him to bring stuff along with him, right, to be selling even more stuff? Because
Yeah, he's bringing the Bakugai Gene t-shirts.
Great.
I will send you a picture of that.
I would love that.
You can pop that up. Everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you guys going to be – how long do you think you're going to be over for? Are you just doing that run of shows?
We're We fly in the 21st, we fly out the 26th.
Yeah, okay.
And we got four shows.
Yeah.
Deathmatch Down Under 2 shows.
Mm-hmm.
BCW 1 show.
Mm-hmm.
And then ICW Noble Spark.
Yeah, great. That's awesome. I fly in the Saturday morning.
So. Where those arenas are, if you do, you can mention them, but I have no fun.
Yeah, I'll have all the links in the show notes for everyone there, like over to the Deathmatch Down Under page and all that kind of stuff. And obviously No Holds Barred will be involved, but I'll be there the 24th through the 26th, so I think it'll be. So that's going to be pretty exciting. I think it's going to be so cool. I bandied around the idea and had talked to people about the idea of like a deathmatch tournament years ago, like for tag teams. And then the fact that Deathmatch Down Under have gone and actually done it is wild to me. I think it's going to be so cool.
I know, man, we're going to put on a show.
Yeah.
Everybody come out.
Absolutely. You guys got those belts to defend, right?
Foreigners for nothing.
Exactly right. Well, since you've been there, do you have any stories to tell of wild times with the Big Japan roster? Because I'm sure there's some crazy motherfuckers, almost as crazy as that Baka Gaijin themselves.
I mean, every day is a new adventure. You wake up thinking that you know what you're doing that day, then it totally turns into something else.
Yeah.
Me and Shadow went to Homing Mass.
Yep, love it. Mm-hmm.
On our way back, Shadow said, "Hey, you want to meet up to eat?" So we went to Shinya Kahama and we mm-hmm. meet Shadow for a spot. I said, "I know Dale passed by. Didn't know we was in there. He's ordering his food. I call his phone. I said, "Hey, where you at?" He goes, "Shinya Kahama." And I said, "In Wendy's." And he turned around and there we were.
So, what's the chances?
Again, Shadow and Attila Khan. So here,
yeah.
Went to eat, drank beer, and then we went bowling. So just things all together over here.
Yeah. Do you find it easy to get around, Dale? Are you finding your legs under you? Because like once you kind of know how Japan works, I find it like one of the best sort of train systems and transport kind of systems in the world.
The transport systems here, as far as like train lines, it's starting to get easier.
Mm-hmm.
There's still times where I get confused on, you know, like different lines,
yeah,
or like colors or times or whatever.
Sure.
But other than that, I'm kind of starting to get and understand where I'm going.
Exactly right.
I've been here 24 years and Dale's my navigator.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure if he's with you, there's going to be no issue. But I was like, occasionally he'll get thrown into the thick of things on his own. But really, as long as you've got internet and Google, like on your Google Maps on your phone, you can probably get through the rail system pretty easy, you know. It's just sometimes some of those big train stations, you're like, am I on the fucking fourth floor or the 16th floor? And like, how deep do I need to go?
I don't know if you ran into this, but sometimes you look up at the board and it'll say track 4 Shinjuku,
mm-hmm.
track 5 Shinjuku. What? How the fuck are they both going? You know, I mean,
yeah.
They figure out, so we figure out.
Exactly. I think sometimes it's like there's an express one and then there's like one that does every stop and you're like, I actually wanted to get off on one stop on the way to Shinjuku and now I fucking missed it. It's three back, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. And have you been to Australia before, Dale, or never?
Nope, this is my first time.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's going to be a good weekend to do it, buddy. So I think we're going to have a pretty great time and there's going to be a lot of fun characters there. So it should be awesome.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Now, tell everybody where to find all your stuff. I don't want to take up your whole night. You are, like, literally out and about in the world. But tell everybody where to find all your links and merch and all those things like that.
Well, I'll go first. I would say you can buy my T-shirts on Deathmatch Worldwide, but I don't know if you know this or not. But
I do.
Shut that shit down.
Yeah.
As of today.
Sucks. But, so, yeah.
If you want to buy my book, it's 348 pages. I'm very proud of the book.
Mm-hmm. There's
pictures. There's conversations with mean scammers in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get that at Amazon.com you know what? I have Instagram. MAGMANPOND0. The last O of Pondo is a zero.
There you go.
So you can try and find me there. And that's about all I got.
That's it. And how about you, Dal?
Deathmatch worldwide. Sadly, there's nothing left. But you can follow me on social media. I'm just Dal Patrick on everything: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff.
That's it. Follow the man. I'll have all their links in the show notes. And plus, if you're in Australia, they're literally restocking in the Family Mart. The guys had to take cover as they took a giant trolley through the Family Mart. There you go. But also, yeah, obviously at shows. Oh, what have I done? I've pressed a button. Hang on. Jesus. And that is about the exact time that I went and leant on my board, pressed a button, broke something, crashed the feed, and lost the gentleman. I didn't want to take up any more of their time because these guys were out to dinner. They went out of their way to duck into a Family Mart to have a quick conversation with me. And then after I cooked it, I didn't want to waste any more of their time. So I gave them a call back. We had a chat. Looking forward to catching them when they hit Australia. Check out all their links in the show notes. But yeah, Dale, Pondo, really appreciate your time. And I hope everybody just like that little, looking to tour live in Japan. As you can see, two great guys just going out of their way to get a message out to everybody and do me a solid. So really do appreciate that. Appreciate them both. Appreciate Bucket, Guy, Jin. Okay, so for everybody out there, make sure you check out everything they've got to offer, what Big Japan has coming down the line. Keep an eye peeled on everything with Deathmatch Down Under and the Dream Tournament. Your boy will be in the house. Nothing is officially announced yet, and you know how wrestling goes, but maybe expect me to be involved in some way. So we'll see how that all plays out. Obviously, ICW No Holds Barred will also be in Australia at that time. And then, if that's not great enough, we've got some on-the-road kind of touring content coming for you too, because my wife and I were going to Japan anyway, and so we just shifted it back a week or two in order to make sure we're there in time to catch ICW No Holds Barred. So we're still doing our travel, but we'll get to see all the crew over there when they're in Japan as well. So that's going to be awesome. Lots of interviews planned with the various members of all the different touring products that we're going to be seeing, from ICW to Deathmatch Down Under. There will also be more content coming from Bleeding Gums Wrestling in Scotland. I do the commentary over there with the owner, proprietor, and god of everything Bleeding Gums, Andrew Crammond. Their Lust for Death tournament is on the horizon, so keep an eye out for that. And then, of course, my home promotion, Dude Where's My Ring, is lining up for Dead on Arrival 2. That show just went live on YouTube. You can catch it out. That was our one-year anniversary, and if you can believe it, we're at our two-year anniversary already. There was delays in getting out the video, so you can catch that and then be up to date in time for when Dead or Alive 2 hits your YouTube feed. So everybody out there, check out everything Faces and Field at Faces Fields Cast. And you know what it is. It's all about peace, love, and pro wrestling. Peace out. Thanks for listening. Faces and Fields is a proud member of the Count Out Podcasting Network. It is created and hosted by me, Rafe Houston, edited by myself and the amazing Ryan Neitzy. And the show is available on all good podcast platforms, so please go rate and subscribe. You can follow the show everywhere on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. at Faces Feels Cast. And you can check out the Count Out Network and all our sister shows over there at Count Out Pod. If you'd like to book me for commentary, have an interview request, a topic suggestion, or you just want to say hi, you can email us at facesandfeels@gmail.com. With all that said, thanks for listening, and please support our friends and sponsors. Peace.
This has been a Count Out Podcast. Ring Post Radio is the only show hosted by Ryan Knightsey and Scotty Edwards that talks about the entire world of professional wrestling. With new episodes coming out every Sunday, there is absolutely no reason to not listen to real, honest wrestling opinions from two crazy maniacs. Have a hot boy summer and listen along to Ring Post Radio every Sunday on the Countout Network.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.